Hello. Hi, who's this? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who's this? Hello?
This is Corporal Giddens.
Corporal Giddens, hi. Nice to talk with you today. This is Tammy Roloff. I just want to make sure that I have some correct information here. Corporal, and then do you go by Wesley or James?
Wesley.
Okay, so it's Corporal Wesley Giddens then, all right? And it says here you're an intelligence specialist.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what does that mean? Tell me what that is.
For the most part, it just means that as a specialist, there are several facets of intel or different jobs in intel. But as a specialist, it's my job to know a little bit of each of them so that whenever a task is pushed my way, I kind of know which facet to use to complete each task.
So what kind of things do you do in intel? I know that there's a lot of stuff that you can't tell me, but what can you tell me about what you do?
Yeah. For the most part, I just try to make things, I try to give information to the people that are actually going out on patrols or missions to make it easier or safer for them. But yeah, for the most part, that's what I do. And then on a day-to-day basis, I have to. It's my job to brief the regimental commander on important stuff that's going on in our battle space. So I keep him up to date and the other staff for the regiment up to date on what's going on. So
what kind of things? So you're talking to a patrol group or some a unit, a squad team or whoever that's going on patrol. What kind of things would you tell them? That you can tell me, obviously.
Things I would tell them, danger areas, for the most part, where they shouldn't go. Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, the most part what I can say.
Okay.
Yeah, I just try to keep them as safe as possible when they're going out doing their mission. Just give them the heads up of what's going on in the area that they're about to go conduct in. And that way they don't get caught by surprise, and that way they can get home as safely as possible.
Because that's what we all want.
Yes, ma'am.
And is that the same kind of information that you would give the regimental commander, or do you give him different information?
More or less, that's what I would give him, too. But he's looking on things of more of a broader spectrum, a patrol or something like that. It's just looking at one specific area, like a town or a road, whereas he's looking for the whole battle space or the whole Helmand province. So for him, I give him information that would affect the whole province. So whatever the enemy's doing that could affect the rest of the battle space is what I'm giving him.
Okay. It says you're 25 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been in the Marines?
This February, it'll be 3 years that I've been in. So I haven't been in that long yet.
No, you haven't. What did you do before you joined the Marine Corps?
Before I was in the Marine Corps, I worked for my father-in-law laying water and sewer line and phone cables, stuff like that, digging trenches.
And where was that? Where did you come from?
This was in Paris, Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, we worked, we're from Paris, Texas. That's where we did most of our work. But we'd go out to other counties, nearby counties. Sometimes going as far down as Houston, but not very often. It's mainly just nearby counties.
So I'm not very familiar with Texas. Where would Paris, Texas be?
Paris, Texas is in northeast Texas, about 15 minutes south of Oklahoma. about 2.5 hours east, northeast of Dallas.
So let's see. What is so when you're not deployed, when you're working in 29 Palms, I wouldn't think that there would be much call for intelligence. I don't know. I suppose it's all training. What do you do when you're here in 29 Palms compared to what you do when you're deployed in Afghanistan?
Well, for the most part, it's training, just making sure we don't forget different aspects of our jobs while we are back home and not in a combat zone. Also, we'll take different things that are happening on the news. We'll kind of look into other countries around the world, see what's going on there, and we'll continue to brief either the intel officer or the commanding officer of the regiment, just letting him know what's going on around the world, just pretty much keeping him up to date.
So what's your biggest challenge for your job in Afghanistan then?
In Afghanistan, it's pretty much just being able to keep up with all that's going on. I mean, back home, yeah, you don't even really notice how much is going on until you actually get here, and then all the information is going at you. We're split up. Our shop is split up into different groups day and night, and it's just passing the information between day shift and night shift. It sometimes gets a little bit difficult making sure everyone's on the same page.
So I imagine that you probably enjoy working in Afghanistan more than back in 29 Palms?
It's definitely a lot more interesting and engaging working here than back home. Like I was saying, back home we're pretty much giving classified news reports to the officers, but here we're actually doing something with our job. But back home, though, you are with your family, so it's a little bit better back home, I think.
Mm-hmm. Are you married?
I am. I've been married for a little over 5 years now.
Ooh, so you were married before you joined the Marines.
Yeah, me.
So what did your wife say when you came
home
and said, I said, what did your wife say when you came home and said, honey, I'm joining the Marine Corps?
She was kind of expecting it. A lot of my family is in the military. As far as I know, I've been the only Marine. Most of my other family is in the Air Force, and then further back in the Navy and in the Army. But, as far as I know, I'm the only one in the Marines. So she was expecting me to join, but I think she was surprised it was the Marines that I joined.
My husband and I were married for 5 years before he joined the Marine Corps, and it was nowhere on my radar.
Oh, really?
When we got married, I had no clue that he thought he ever wanted to be a Marine. So it was like, okay, sure, honey, do whatever you want. And 20 years later, we were still in the Marines, but he retired a few years ago. Okay, so...
That's good.
Yeah. Can you tell us about, have you had any contact with the Afghani people over there?
Not too much, because I don't really, as an analyst, I don't really get to leave the base too often. So, I mean, we have Afghan workers that work on the base.
Mm-hmm.
They don't usually talk too much as far other than whenever you talk to them. But we have a couple of interpreters around that you can talk to. But, as far as people that actually live here, I don't get to talk to them that much.
Do you hear about any of the accomplishments that the Marines or your unit is doing over there?
Oh, yes.
What are some of the good things that you've heard about what you've been doing over there? Can you think of anything?
For us specifically, in Helmand, I mean, I've gone from reading things about how the people will be indifferent between who takes over, whether it be Taliban or the Afghanistan government. But here it's starting to seem like they're becoming more open to the fact that the government's going to be taking over, and they seem to be more friendly towards coalition forces or Americans and the other countries that are over here, and they seem to be cooperating a lot more with the government. So that's a good sign.
Yes, it is. Good. Okay. So, do you have any kids? You said
I do. I have one son. He was born October 5th of last year, and I was in Japan on the 31st Mew whenever he was born. But I got to be here for his first birthday right before we got deployed to Afghanistan, so I got that
good.
In at least.
Yay, good. So what's the first thing you're going to do when you get back home?
The first thing? Well, I'm here for a year, so about halfway through I'll get to go home for about 2 weeks. So really looking forward to seeing my wife and son. Been missing out on a lot of playtime with him. Before I left, he was just starting to walk, so we were really starting to go places with him, and he was playing around, so that's probably the first thing I'll do is just sit down and play with my son.
So do you think that you'll make the Marine Corps career?
I've thought about it. Me and my wife talk about it a lot. I'm pretty certain I'm going to do at least one more enlistment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to finish up college before I get out. Every time I go to start something, I get sent to somewhere else, so messes with that a little bit. But, yeah, I'd like to finish college, and then so far I've enjoyed it, so depending on what the wife says, I might make it a career.
So have you been trying to...
As long as I get put somewhere... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, finish. As long as you get put somewhere...
Well, yeah, as far as she's concerned, as long as I get put somewhere nice, like California or something, she's fine with staying in.
So you said you've taken some college classes then? Is it like... online or
not yet? I've
mm-hmm.
I've been trying to sign up, but like we get kept pretty busy over here, so I don't want to sign up for college and then get too behind on work. So I mean, I don't want to be that kind of person. So I'll more than likely wait until I get home before I can finally start.
So do you have a most memorable moment of your deployment?
Let's see. It's actually a hard one. I haven't been here that long yet. probably so far, just getting here. It's a pretty long trip as far as just going from California all the way to Alaska and then Alaska to here. I mean, it took several days of stopping and going and moving bags from one plane to another. It's a pretty tiring trip, actually.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You don't really think about it traveling on a commercial airplane where your bags get moved by workers, but with us, we have to move all of our luggage every time we switch a plane, so...
So what do you do in your free time? Or do you even have any free time?
Yeah, I have a little bit of free time. I work during the night, so my free time is a little bit different than other people's free time. I guess I have a lot more to do since during the day there's more stuff going on whenever I have free time. For the most part, I just read, work out a little bit. But every once in a while, they have kind of like extra activities going on the base. A couple of weeks ago, I went and did a 15-mile hike with the Danish military that's stationed here. And I got a certificate and a medal for doing that, so that was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool. I didn't even know there were Danes over there.
Yeah, I didn't either until we did that.
And you got a certificate and a medal. Cool.
Yes, ma'am.
So describe your typical day for me then. What time do you go to work, and what time do you wake up and eat, and what time do you get off work, and what do you do afterwards then, and go to bed?
I wake up and go to work about 10 at night or 10 p.m. I'll work for a little bit, couple of hours, and then I'll go to eat for breakfast more or less at about midnight. Work for a while more, get off about 10 in the morning. So it's a 12-hour shift, 10 at night to 10 in the morning. And from there, that's where I'll either do the working out or the reading. Every once in a while, one of the other guys, I'm pretty much the only Marine on the night shift, but every once in a while, one of the other guys will wake up and go do something with me because I'll get pretty bored just working out or reading, so got to keep it mixed up somehow.
Mm-hmm. So when do you sleep then?
That's a good question. Some nights I don't sleep that often because, I don't know, it's weird. For some reason, you just don't get tired that much between work, and then once you get done with work, you got to get all this other stuff done. I don't know. I just feel the need that after I get done working, I still have to work out. So after I get done working out, I still have to go do something. I feel like I have to read at least a chapter or two out of a book. I don't know. I just feel like I have to do all this stuff. And then by the time I'm done doing all this stuff, there's usually not a lot of time for sleep, but it doesn't really affect me that much at the moment. So.
Okay, let's see. Anything that you would like to say to family and friends back in Twin Palms, or?
Right now, all my family, or my wife and son, went back to Texas after I left. So,
mm-hmm.
I think all that's left there right now are friends. So, I mean, if anything, most of them are about to come out here soon. So, I mean, have fun on the trip over and. Get ready to have some fun over here.
What about to listeners who are going to hear this story? What would you like them to know about you or your deployment or being in Afghanistan?
I guess what I'd want them to know is just mainly what we're doing, how we come over here, how this is all for them who are staying back home. I mean, most people think or that we just do this for, or they don't know why we do it, or we just do it for money, or we do it because we just want to come over here and do something. But no, it's all for everyone that stays back home. So just letting them know that we're doing the best we can, working hard, trying to make things better for them.
All right. Well, I think that's about everything I need to know. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You too, ma'am.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.